Well, good morning to you. And this is the last today of our creatures. In a sense, we're not finishing quite on the right note on reflection, but, well, even so, we'll soon see that actually the right ending will come. Because the creature that I am going to ask you about today, if you know anything, can tell me anything, can guess what it is to start with, well, it was thought to be a mythical creature, but actually, we believe it was real. And though we'd be hard-pressed now to find any of them on the face of the earth, it is quite well-known in stories and elsewhere. Well, go on, Timothy.
Dragon?
A dragon. A dragon. James, can you tell us anything about dragons as we would think about them? What comes out of their mouth, for instance? Fire. And what do they do? What have they got? They can fly, can't they? Are we looking forward, perhaps, to meeting one? If one came, not so. They look a bit fierce, and with fire coming out and all that goes with that, yes, they don't look too friendly. And if we look in the last book of the Bible, and you can tell me, I'm sure, what is the last book of the Bible? Molly?
Revelation.
Revelation. Book of Revelation. To whom was the revelation given? Sean?
John.
It was John. Who gave it? Who gave the revelation? Stanley?
God.
God. Particularly would think it was Molly.
Jesus.
It was the Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation of Christ, wasn't it? He stood there in awe, well, not all, but something, we would say, of his glory. And how did John react, those of us perhaps who were there and have been listening to these things, how did John react when he saw something there of the glory of Christ standing before him? What did he do? Do you know that? Fell down, didn't he? Fell down. But anyway, the Lord spoke to him and talked to him for our age and things that are happening today. And there were various creatures, weren't there? Can you, revelation experts, just tell me some of those, Timothy?
Was there these weird monsters that had loads of heads and crawled out of the sea and came out of the earth?
Well, weird monsters is one way of describing them. Beasts, weren't they? Beasts that came out of the sea there. Beasts that arose out of the earth. What they were like and sort of made up of different kinds of creatures, weren't they? And, all right, what do these all stand for? You're going to work you hard today, isn't it? A bit of revision here. What do these sort of stand for? Who's at work here in these? Timothy.
The devil.
The devil, isn't it? Devil's at work in these powers that are at work in the world there, in the world of religion, in the world of the nations and government. The devil is at work. And so who's the dragon? Who does that stand for? Well, Molly.
The devil.
It is the devil, isn't it? Sort of summing it all up. There is the devil. And what sort of happens? What's the sort of story that's running through there? What's going on? Is the devil kind of asleep there? Is the dragon just sort of resting there somewhere? What's he doing? Is he being kind to us? What do you think? Even those who don't know the book of Revelation, is he being kind to us, do you think? Molly?
He's being incredibly evil.
He's being incredibly evil. I think that'll do nicely for that there. Exactly that. He is not friendly, really, towards the world of men, and not friendly at all towards, well, who particularly? To hate, does he hate, especially there, Charlotte?
God.
God, and as well as God, Stanley? Christians. The church. Christians. Hates what we do here, hates preaching, hates holiness, hates any testimony about the Lord Jesus Christ, hates the truth, hates all of those things. And under these various images and pictures there in the book of Revelation, you can see him working and working and working to try to bring low the church of Jesus Christ. Does he win? Does he win? Timothy?
No.
No, he doesn't. And in a way, in the book there, we can say there are different ways in which the end is described, I believe, and different ways in which this progress and this working of evil and this mystery of iniquity, we might say, and of lawlessness in the world, various ways in which we can understand it. But where does the dragon end up, basically? Timothy?
Hell.
In hell, doesn't he? In the lake of fire, we might say, there, under different pictures. But that's where the devil ends up, judged by God. There's no end of his sufferings and his misery and his torment there. Final and emphatic at the end of time. And what will we call that day at the end of time when the Lord Jesus Christ comes? What do we call that day? Briefly summing that up. Stand. Judgment Day, isn't it? Judgment of all of us. The judgment there of the devil and all the foul, wicked beings with him, angels there, fallen angels, they're going to be defeated, utterly routed. But in the meantime, he's at work. He's at work. Sad to report that, but that's what that book reports to us. He will be at work. So watch out. It also describes the devil under other pictures too. Perhaps you can tell me some of those. Watch out. What else does it say? He's around us like a what, Timothy?
Serpent.
Well, there's the serpent, isn't there? Cunning. Trying to kind of get in and try to cause trouble there. Kind of cunning. Dragon trying to make us afraid. What else? Another picture that makes us afraid, Molly.
Lion.
A lion, isn't he? A roaring lion there, seeking whom he may devour. All these different ways in which the devil is working. Got to watch out. Got to watch out. Christian, if you are a Christian, watch out. He's at work there. He's trying to intimidate you. He's trying to make you feel stupid. Trying to make you sort of feel as if I say anything about the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to be in difficulty. If I stand up here and say something, I'm going to be in problems here. Trying to make you afraid. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. You say something, you may be wonderfully surprised how God may use you. Or subtlety, cleverness, like the snake there, making it seem smart and cool and clever to sort of add new doctrines or to sort of say something a bit different, some wonderful new book. Wow, look at this. And people do on the internet, wow, this wonderful new book. And you look at that wonderful new book and you say, well, actually, this has just changed things ever so slightly. It's quite clever. There's a whole lot of truth in there, but there's just that smidgen of error. And that smidgen of error is going to work away there like leaven, and eventually it's going to cause huge disruption and unsettle Christians and destroy churches and such things. It's at work. You watch out for him, and you be wise in this day now to spot what he's doing, to know the truth, to defend the truth, to stand up for the truth against the dragon. Because we know the end, don't we? We've been told the end. The world out there hasn't got a clue. Doesn't know what the end is. Is it going to be the sun doing something here? Is it going to be global warming there? Is there going to be some great nuclear explosion here? They haven't got a clue. Don't be unsettled by them. Wars and rumours of wars. All these things must happen, but the end is not yet. We know we're about the end. We don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but we know it's going to happen. And we know what's happening now, and we can see the devil at work, and we're spotting him. And some things we might be missing at the moment. We need to be alert, and when we spot those, we defend against those. But we know the end. And we know who wins. Who wins at the end? Who triumphs? Who wins? Molly, God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, he will triumph. And if you're a Christian, you might have a hard time at times, and it might seem difficult at times, but you're on the side of the one who is going to overcome, and he's going to be triumphant. You're on Christ's side, on the Lord's side. And to be on the devil's side on the day of judgment is going to lead to eternal doom. And who would really choose that? So choose life. Choose to serve Christ. Be his. Be his. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. be with him, because you're on the side of him who is going to overcome all that's wicked in the world, all of the devil's plans, all of the clever things that comedians laugh about today and other people there wax lyrical about. He's going to defeat all of them and upend them, and they'll end up in hell unless they repent. So trust him, the Lord, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is going to defeat the dragon, the beasts that we find in the book of Revelation, all the works of wickedness. And so that's the end of my series on creatures. Come a long way from the beginning in the book of Genesis, right through there to the book of Revelation. Perhaps some of those you might remember just what they stand for as you go along, as I hope you will in your Christian pilgrimage. Well, let's sing about the Lord Jesus Christ now, shall we? 128, suitably is, isn't it? Jesus, the name, high over all. 128.